Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Pearsall scores. It's 1-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to third. Fox moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Fox scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant fires to first and has Landis trapped. There's the throw to Temple, who tags Landis for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field. Minoso picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Minoso. Pearsall moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Kirkland reaches third base with a triple. Pearsall scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Turk Lown now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Landis moves to third. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso is walked intentionally. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. Seavers scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Frank Funk now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso moves to third. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler is walked intentionally. Turk Laun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laun strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Minoso scores. Smith scores. Lawler goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Funk covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seavers strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Minoso hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Smith moves to third. It's 9-3, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 10-3. White Sox. Turk Laun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laun is 0 for 1 in the game. Laun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. J.C. Martin now playing first base. Andy Carey now playing third base. Walt Bond pinch hits for Frank Funk. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-5, White Sox. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin juggles the ball. That's an error on Martin. Niemann moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Aparicio. Power moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Power tags and scores. One out. It's 10-6, White Sox. Tito Francona pinch hits for Bob Allen. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 4 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Temple reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops it up and throws to first, with Lowne covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.